Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, wait. You thought it was over.
No, I'm insulting your integrity.
All right, Joe.
I wanted yesterday's clip. That was pretty good.
Oh, you wanted
was it Harry?
In West,
yeah.
You wanted
yeah.
Harry in Westview.
Yeah.
What's your problem, Emmett? What's your problem, Emmett?
And you know, he said it in like a way that it sounds like it's coming at me, but it also sounds like it's a term of, you know,
endearment.
Just a friendly conversation,
yeah.
Some endearment.
Oh, the calliopes could be heard from here to Sewickley. I'm ready, Limits.
All right, Joe.
Lay it on me.
Let's first start with what Luke Kuechly had to say on Up and Adams with Kay Adams, FanDuel TV, on the Steelers potentially being the best defense in the NFL. What?
Is there a team that you are willing to say will be the best defense in the NFL this season?
I'm from Cincinnati, and I hate to say it, but I think Pittsburgh's always tough. You know, they've got some stuff to figure out. Everybody's looking at the T.J. Watt situation. And then them sending Minka down to Miami. But you look at the build of that secondary with Darius Slay and Joey Porter and Jalen Ramsey, and then you have Highsmith off the edge and then T.J. Watt on the other side, Cam Hayward on the inside. They've got some dudes, and Patrick Queen, and you guys know I love Peyton Wilson at the linebacker level. So they kind of have – they've got a little bit of everything. They've got a three-level approach that I like. I think they just got to figure out – do they feel good about Juan Thornhill at safety stepping in for Minka? And then I think the T.J. Watt stuff gets figured out. But that defense, I think, on all three levels, again, is going to have a really, really good opportunity to be a dangerous team this year in the NFL.
He sounds like Mike Tomlin from a couple of years ago talking about how dominant they were going to be on defense. Was that the year that Patrick Mahomes riddled them for a million yards? No, wait, that was the year Josh Allen in a playoff game riddled them for a million. No, wait. Do we go all the way to Blake Bortles shredding them to pieces? No, wait. That was... who am I thinking of now? That was Lamar Jackson shredding them in a playoff game. I'm sorry, Luke, but when you say the Steelers are always tough on defense, except in the playoffs, I guess... except for when they looked like they were quitting on Mike Tomlin against their arch rival in a playoff game last year and giving up 300 yards rushing, they don't look so tough to me. Please, with that opinion, that they're going to be the best defense in the NFL. Please.
He also chimed in on what it would be like for Jalen Ramsey to play at safety.
I wonder how they'll play him. I don't know what they're going to do. It's because they have three starters. You obviously Darius Slay, Joey Porter, and then Jalen Ramsey. Does he slide in and play the nickel position, or do they kind of rotate those guys around? But I think when you have really good players like that, you can figure out where to play him. But yeah, could they play him in safety? Absolutely. But I just like when you have a lot of DBs and a lot of talent and a lot of speed and length, you got a shot to be pretty good.
Well, we heard from Devin McCourty earlier today. I think a lot of that is going to depend on what they do at that safety position, whether Jalen Ramsey moves back and plays it, and Devin thinks he can. How much does Darius Slay have left at age 34 coming off a zero-interception season? Is he the next Patrick Peterson around here? I mean, I don't know. He's going to be put in a position on the outside where he's going to have to cover people. And he's going to have to do it for full games unless they want to move, you know, Jalen around a little bit. Like, yep. How much is Slay going to play? And what do they do at safety? I think it's possible. I do think they're a better overall secondary than they were. I do agree with that.
They are. And, you know, Dante Jackson, despite some good interception numbers, he had his struggles, especially in man. And it really does make me wonder about Minka and how they played him so far off the ball. If maybe with the new perspective now after trading him, if it was just to kind of hide him in the system.
Yeah.
Slay was still good last year in Philly, Joe.
Yeah.
So I do have some good upside and some good thoughts about
how
what
good
he can
was
be
he?
For them. I mean, he's not a number one corner anymore, but he still could be a solid two. And with Ramsey
Who's number
being
one?
Your, Ramsey's your one.
He's a slot guy.
Yeah. I imagine you can still bounce him outside if need be, but Porter can't play in the slot.
I know. I wonder, do they have a legit one elite corner? I don't think they do. It doesn't mean it can't work, but it's not him anymore.
I imagine Ramsey's going to follow like the Jamar Chases of the world, the Justin Jeffersons of the world, whenever they like the...
You think?
I would think so.
He may be playing safety limits.
Well, if he's not playing safety. Like, if he's corner, if he's a...
That better
corner,
be Joey Porter. Is that not why you drafted him?
Well, why are you paying Ramsey $28, $29 million?
Why'd you draft
bucks?
Joey Porter if he's not that guy?
He
I don't know if
be,
he is
but he
that
hasn't
guy.
Developed into it yet.
Well, that's problematic.
So
that's what I'm talking about.
Ideally,
then why is Luke Kuechly saying they're the best defense in the league?
Wonderful question. Rob Manfred
Thank you,
made an announcement. Two things on Manfred. But first, this from Sunday.
With the sixth pick of the 2025 MLB draft, the Pittsburgh Pirates select Seth Hernandez, a right-handed pitcher from Corona High School in Corona, California.
So Hernandez was the number three overall draft prospect, according to MLB Pipeline. I talked to somebody pretty in the know about Hernandez.
Oh, the Savvy Young Newshound is at it again.
So the Savvy Young Newshound received a text right after the draft, right after the selection, saying, boom, he's Roy Halladay. He's the best pitcher in the draft, best player in the draft, period. And said person also said to me, if they let him hit, that Hernandez could hit 20 to 30 home runs in the major leagues. He had a .39 ERA in 53
I don't know about this. Does this go back to Van Benskoten? Do they know he's a pitcher, right? Is he going to be a hitter or a pitcher? He's a pitcher.
He's definitely going to be a pitcher. But it's similar to the Bubba Chandler thing. Like, he could be a two-way guy.
Paul Skeens could be a two-way. Of course, anybody in this lineup could be a two-way guy, right?
So I imagine
any one of those guys, maybe those will be their top three hitters in a couple of years. Bubba Chandler, Skeens, and Hernandez.
They're batting 2-3-4, but... From what I hear on Hernandez, and he throws mid-90s, can top out at 100, another solid arm, but a lot of the pushback on this, Joe, was that they did not select a college bat to try to excel through the system to get here when Paul Skeens is still a Pirate. I think that the Swiss cheese poking holes in this argument is just that there were no hitters within their realm of picks to the point where there was a guy on the board with significant upside. Some people are calling the best high school arm in like 10 years, where it's probably better to draft him than it would be to reach for a bat.
This is all wonderful. No, well, yeah, but the guy the Brewers took at 20 was awfully interesting.
Yeah, but you're picking six. So are you gonna take that guy at six when he's more so 18, 19, 20 in the draft?
What do you mean reach for a bat? All these guys are you're projecting way into the future.
That's right.
The kid they took six is 11 years old limits.
He's 19. He's a year older than most high school kids.
I thought
kids.
He was 17.
No, he's 19.
19.
He's a year older.
Okay.
Not a year younger. But so he could
Well, you
accelerate.
Seem convinced. When's he going to be here then? You
well,
tell
again,
me. You're the Savvy Young Newshound.
It's probably going to be late 27, maybe 28.
Okay, I'll
unless
look forward
he accelerates
to that.
Like Griffin.
Before or after the player strike or the owner lockout.
And you know what the joke was, Joe? He'll be the one to replace Paul Skeens after Paul Skeens gets traded.
Why is that a joke?
No, it's not, but that's what everybody was basically saying after he got drafted.
Yeah, I mean, that's reality.
Automatic.
Yeah, it's reality.
Connor Griffin.
The other joke is, at least during the lockout, the Pirates won't lose.
Connor Griffin also got hit in the wrist. On Saturday, playing in the Futures game.
He'll be fine, Limit.
He said he'll be good. He confirmed to the media that everything is okay. One final thing on what Manfred said. This was him on the Pirates and the economic system of baseball with Pat McAfee.
The fact of the matter is, Pittsburgh's a great sports town. There are tons and tons of really passionate Pirates fans who remember when the Pirates were a great team year in, year out, and they just want to look at the system and say, we got a fair chance to win.
Oh, quit patronizing us.
Sitting around in February looking at, you know, spring training and what the year's going to be like. And we need to deal with that issue.
We need to, or we must.
First of all, quit patronizing us around here. Second of all, quit using the Pirates as a team. Oh, we need to fix the system. There's teams right above them and right below them in payroll who win. It's not an excuse. God, I can't stand that guy. Although I think he's done some good things for baseball. Well, how about get up on a stage like that on the McAfee show, and instead of calling out the system that your constituents, who are the owners, created, you created the system, Rob Manfred. Instead of calling out the system that you created, how about calling out the owner and the GM of this baseball team and saying the obvious, which is, yeah, we could use some tweaks. I'd love to see a salary cap. That's probably not going to happen. But you know what? Pittsburgh needs to spend more to win. Instead of patronizing us and making excuses for the Pirates, how about you stand up there on the McAfee show and tell the truth, since you're Mr. Outspoken Tough Guy all the time? Get up there and tell the truth. Why don't you? Talk about Milwaukee, how they win. Talk about how Tampa wins. Talk about how Cleveland wins almost all the time. Talk about all these teams above and below the Pirates in payroll who get it done, who maybe spend a little more like Milwaukee and win every single year instead of getting up there and delivering that line of crap. I'm sick of him.
And if he actually wants to change something, he's the guy in charge. He's the commissioner.
It's his system. It's their
system.
It's
all about him. He's the one that helped fuel this more and more, where this was at least first brought up in the last CBA.
Want Pirates fans in February to think, oh, we have a chance to win this year, and it's up to us to fix it with our system that we created that the owners wanted. We've got to fix the system. Fix the team. How come a team in a similarly sized, in fact, smaller market in Milwaukee wins every single year? How come they win every single year and the one here doesn't? It ain't the system, Rob. Although, as anyone would argue, the system could use some tweaking, for sure. But that isn't the primary reason why the Pirates don't win. Sorry.
No, I'd say it was both. Like, I knocked the system significantly, but you have to work with what your management's right
now. How do you explain Milwaukee then? Well, how do you explain Tampa Bay?
Those teams
how do you
are
explain
also
Cleveland?
Milwaukee and Cleveland are not winning championships. They're still competitive, yes.
I mean, Milwaukee's getting to the playoffs every single year.
No, I do agree with you.
And I'll tell you something else. More teams win championships in Major League Baseball than the NFL.
Yeah, because there's been New England and Kansas City have just been huge dynasties that have run the table. I do agree with your premise, though, that, look, I mean, this is a Pirates internal thing where they're not doing enough on their own with development, with spending, with all the above compared to other organizations, other franchises. The system also, I think, could be better. There's no doubt. I think all the above is true. But first and foremost, they need to help themselves.
First and foremost, the system in Major League Baseball does not prohibit small market teams from winning, period. Fact. Inarguable. Right?
I'd agree.
Now, you say it may prohibit them from winning the World Series.
I would say that, and it also enhances the ability
Kansas
for big
City
market
win the
teams
World
to be
Series.
Able to do it.
How did Kansas City win it?
Yeah, what has Kansas City done since? 10 years
how
later,
did Kansas
they've been
City,
a tire fire.
How did Kansas City win the World Series?
They went in, they invested, they signed Johnny Cueto, they traded for Cueto, they made big trades,
don't tell
and they
me
developed their guys.
Small market teams can't win. More teams since the turn of the century in Major League Baseball have won championships than in the NFL.
Wouldn't it be great if it was a system like the NBA where they've had 7 champions in 7 different years and there's small markets, big markets, it doesn't matter that are winning? OKC just won the finals. Denver, which, I mean, is not a small market in any regard, but they won a championship. Well, you still had the Lakers, you still had Boston in that run, but you had other markets. San Antonio was able to form a dynasty. That's just, I think, the huge thing that people want to see and want to see player retention, where if San Antonio, there was baseball system, Tim Duncan would have been gone. Tony Parker would have been gone. Manu Ginobili gone. SGA wouldn't stay in OKC.
But they would still win while they were there.
Right, but they're rooting for longevity. Like Giannis in Milwaukee. That wouldn't happen in Major League Baseball.
You have a guy for like 7 years off the top of his career. You get the best years of his career every single time. And if you're going to cry about losing guys, then again, look at the Brewers and Tampa Bay, who get rid of guys at the precise right time and then replenish and replenish and replenish with good other young guys. Learn to deal with the system and win in it. That's what I would say. I mean, they have Paul Skeens. What, this is year two for Skeens. How many more years of control?
They have four total. So six probably total. Two more. Well, yeah, six total, but four more additionally.
And
after
Skeens
this
came
year.
Here when he was 22, right?
Yes, he'll probably
so
be here two more years.
They have a system in Major League Baseball where you own a guy. You own a guy for the prime years of his career, 20 through 28. That's the prime of every athlete's career. And you own him for all that time. So I can't take the excuses, especially coming from that guy. Of that guy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.